What if I told you that charging your phone with a solar panel the size of a notebook does the exact same environmental work as planting a tree and letting it grow for 6 entire months?
It sounds totally wild, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's actually true.
All right, so today we are taking a deep dive into Marco Spada's blueprint from Webley and Dotit. And it takes this incredibly academic approach to global carbon reduction through, well, hyper-efficient daily habits. It is all about something they call efficienza.
Yeah, efficiency is the entire foundation here.
Exactly. So, okay, let's unpack this. Just pause for a second and really think about this core phrase from the project. Scopri quanto CO2 risparmi ogni giorno usando l'energia del sole, which means discover how much CO2 you save every day using the sun's energy. The mission isn't about, overhauling your house.
No, not at all. The foundation of this blueprint is a concept called microgeneration. We aren't talking about powering entire houses or like industrial complexes.
Right, because that is way too overwhelming for most of us.
Exactly. The strategy here is saving CO2 by looking exclusively at the little things in our digital lives and just taking those tiny things off the grid.
Which is exactly what you need when you're trying to build a habit, right? You just start small. But how do we actually capture that energy for these devices without turning our apartments into messy power plants?
Well, it's a simple three-part mechanism utilizing surprisingly accessible technology. You aren't hooking a solar panel directly to your phone. First, you have generation, which you do using a portable, foldable solar panel.
Oh, so you just catch the sun wherever you can.
Yeah, exactly. Put it on your desk or balcony.
Ah.
Second is storage. You capture that clean energy during the day and store it in a high-capacity power bank.
Kind of like a middleman.
Right, a middleman. And finally, deployment. You use that stored energy to charge your daily devices, ensuring zero reliance on the electrical grid during peak carbon intensity hours, like charging your iPhone 15 Pro or even a Dell XPS 17 laptop.
Wait, let's define peak carbon intensity hours for everyone listening. That is essentially when everyone gets home at like 6 p.m., turns on their AC and ovens, and the grid is under so much strain.
Yeah, so the grid actually has to fire up the dirtiest, most carbon-heavy backup power plants.
Ah, got it. I love the visual of that, though. The power bank is essentially a clean energy piggy bank. You just leave it by the window to fill up with sunlight during the day, and you only break into it at night when your digital life needs powering.
That is a perfect way to look at it.
Oh.
You are actively avoiding the dirtiest power possible.
But wait, let me push back a little here. My laptop and my phone use like a fraction of the electricity my refrigerator uses. Does taking a tiny 15-watt-hour battery off the grid actually make a meaningful mathematical dent? Or is this just to make us feel good?
What's fascinating here is the underlying math, specifically what the blueprint calls the carbon payback loop.
Okay, walk me through that.
So you have to consider that manufacturing the foldable solar panel creates an initial carbon debt. It costs about 20 to 40 kilowatt hours of energy just to make the panel itself.
Oh, right, because of making tech takes energy.
Exactly. However, if you do 10,000 partial smartphone recharges, let's say just 3 watt-hours each, you generate 30 kilowatt hours of clean energy.
So you eventually break even.
Yes. Once you cross that threshold, the panel entirely offsets its own manufacturing footprint. From that point on, you are operating with zero operational emissions. Every single charge is a strict net reduction.
Here's where it gets really interesting, because those numbers can feel a bit abstract. The blueprint lays out the actual environmental equivalencies.
Yeah, they are pretty eye-opening when you look at them.
Hitting that microgeneration threshold avoids about 10 to 12 kilograms of CO2. Mathematically, that is the exact same impact as keeping a gas-powered car off the road for 25 miles. Or, as we mentioned earlier, the carbon absorbed by a mature tree over 6 months.
All from just charging your devices with a little foldable panel on your desk. It really proves that minuscule renewable energy contributions genuinely accumulate.
Okay, so one panel equals one tree. But trees only make a forest when they grow together. How do we get enough people doing this to actually relieve the main power grids?
That is where the Webliving.it ecosystem comes in. It uses a dashboard called the Daily Register, CO2, and Cost.
Oh, so it makes these invisible savings visible.
Exactly. You track your daily habits, and the platform basically connects you with other users in two ways. First, geographically, through a spatial network called CoShare. It looks at local grid intensity so you know exactly when your local power plant is burning the most fossil fuels.
And then you know when to switch to your solar bank.
Right. And second, through a temporal network called CoWork. It connects you with the community in real time to share data and strategies.
Wow, so you can see the collective impact of everyone doing this together.
Yeah, it completely changes the scale of the project.
So what does this all mean for you listening? It means true environmental impact doesn't require you to turn your life upside down. It just requires step-by-step systems. Efficiency.
Right. Tracking those tiny habits like filling your clean energy piggy bank until they equal the work of a forest.
Exactly. Just simple daily habits.
And you know, if we connect this to the bigger picture, it leaves us with a pretty incredible hypothetical. If a single foldable panel charging a phone on your desk does the work of a tree over 6 months, what would happen to our global energy grids if entire cities decided to decentralize their microcharges?